look, I think this is an issue for parties. It's not about my conscience. I don't think it should be a free vote. I'm a member of the LNP in Queensland. I sit with the Nationals in Canberra by arrangement, and I believe we have parties. We have processes for making policy. We went to the last election saying that the existing situation should remain in relation to the Marriage Act, and I support that. So I've got to say, I'm not spending much time thinking about this at all, because I've got far more important things to deal with in my electorate, including drought and the issue for small business and families.
There are gay couples not only living in regional Australia, but also living on farms. Mm. As a prominent member of the National Party, do you think you should be representing those people as well?
Well, I believe I do, and I just think this is an issue that is for the party to decide. I firmly believe that I've been a member of the party for decades, in fact. We have party processes, we have annual conferences, we have branches. And it's that whole structure of the party that keeps us connected to our communities, and that's why the party process is important, and that's why that if there's any policy change, it should come from the grassroots of our party through the processes to our conferences, and that's what I would support, whatever is decided through that process. But at this stage, I am remaining absolutely committed to the fact that this is an issue for party, not for a free vote and not for a conscience vote on behalf of myself.
So what work have you done to ascertain what the perspective of the party and the members are? Have you done any polling amongst party members to determine what the attitude is?
Well, yes, I'm in regular contact with my party people. I go to branches. I've got state electorate councils in my electorate. Bearing in mind, my electorate covers over 42% of the landmass of Queensland. I'm the only member of the federal parliament in Queensland, senator or member, that lives west of the Great Dividing Range, and I certainly keep in close contact through councils, through people, through party organisations, as to their feelings of what they find, what they are learning, you know.
But have you done any specific polling? Have you put a poll out there to get any numbers back?
No, but what I have done prior to the last election, I constantly. I have dialogue with people in my communities through walking the streets, listening to people, and I have put out email stories from time to time. I get responses, and I firmly believe that this still remains the responsibility of the party, not the individual member of the party, member of parliament to decide.
But you haven't specifically put it out for vote within your electorate. You're only going on opinions.
I'm going on the party opinion and the feedback that I get from the party branch, the branch structure, and the electorate councils.
If you did put it out for a vote within your electorate, what do you think the view would be?
Well, I think, given the area that I cover, that I would have, and I've already had strong support and feedback over the last few days. People wanting to know what my stance was, and they said, oh, that's great, I'll pass the message on. Like the Bush Telegraph is sending my message out there, and I'm getting feedback through the Bush Telegraph, and I think my stance right now is one that reflects the mood of the overwhelming majority of the people in Maranoa, who would also say, Bruce, there are far more important issues to be dealing with right now than dealing with this as a social issue that, as far as I'm concerned, should be dealt with by the party.
What would you say to the people in your electorate who are in support of same-sex marriage?
Well, I respect their views, and I respect anyone who has a different opinion to myself or the party. I do respect their views, and I understand that there are people whose opinions would differ from mine and that of the party. That's democracy. But I still say that this is an issue for the party, not a conscience vote, nor a free vote for members of the party that I belong to, the LNP in Queensland.
But you're happy to go on record stating that the majority of the electorate of Maranoa is against same-sex marriage?
Yes, that's the way I would read my constituency. Having said that, there would be people, you know, that have probably changed their opinion in the last few years, but I think the overwhelming majority of people would say to me, Bruce, I still believe that this is an issue that should remain, and in relation to the Marriage Act, that it should be between a man and a woman to the exclusion of all others. That is the party position, that's my position, and I think it's the position of the overwhelming majority of the electors of Maranoa.